KL7FR, K7LQ. I get you, brother. And you know what? The thing about it is this. It's not about damaging the Earth. It's about doing extraction properly. I have done a lot of research. I've been in this industry for years. 59 years old. I've been around the block. Bottom line of it is this. The renewable energy, the solar panels fell 85% of the time. The windmills, they're not recycling the broken windmills. They're burying them somewhere in Utah or Oregon or wherever, Idaho. And if they figured it out, the actual fins of the windmills are the same as a surfboard material, which can be recycled to use for oil absorption in EPA matters. So if there is a tanker that rolls over, they use it for oil absorption. But nobody wants to go and explore into that. There are many factors in that. The lithium ion batteries and the amount of contamination that lithium ion batteries cause. It's a never ending thing. There's no way, and I don't care who you are, what you are, where you are, and how you are, there is no way that you can have a discussion with me on fossil fuels unless you take every fossil fuel or derivative off of you and out of your life and have a conversation with me. See, it's a very simple thing. We are a fossil fuel world. We have to have that. How do we maintain that and extract that clean? Well, we're doing that with more regulations than people have on vape pens. But you know what? It doesn't matter because the media holds us to the highest standard of we're just pieces of garbage. So K7LSU, back to you. I've had my rant. I'm sorry.